All right, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
I'm really quite excited to be here this morning.
今天早上我很兴奋来到这里。
And if you just heard the announcement from PK,
如果你刚才听到主席的报告
I'm in the background trying to tell him some things.
我在下面试图要告诉他一些事情。
Because really it's not supporting the school, it's actually supporting the school reached out to us because they want to help reach the local families that are in need.
所以我们捐赠的对象不是其实并不是我们马路对面的小学而是透过这个小学要来帮助我们社区中有需要的家庭
So they said that they know of some families in this neighborhood that are in need of basic provisions like food and supplies for any family unit
因为小学向我们联系说他们知道社区中有一些家庭对生活的有一些必要的食物啊供应啊啊都很有缺乏
And I loved it when all of our deacons and our elders very, very quickly said, yeah, let's get on this.
所以呢我们的长执会都非常迅速地采取行动要来帮助这些家庭
And then the deacon Peter, who was taking the lead, was praying for a team, and like all of a sudden, this team was assembled, people who are willing to be a part of it, and now they're thinking even long term how we can continue to be as a gospel movement of even helping the basic needs of our local families that live around us, this church, and through the love and sharing of basic needs, we can also show them.The love and have chances to share the gospel.
所以我们的执事啊 ，Peter 弟兄就很快组建了一个团队啊，专门在这个食物捐赠的事工上来服务。那么这个团队里的弟兄姐妹也很快的行动起来，不仅要达成这个短期的目标，还想把这个作为我们教会一个长期的事工，让我们能够透过捐赠生活必需品，能够把福音传给我们社区中的家庭。
Yeah, so I'm just.I don't know if you guys feel excited for that. I feel excited for that. It's a good thing. Our church really in the past never had the trajectory of being involved like that. And now we have a chance to really take those steps to go beyond the gates of the church.
所以我不晓得大家怎么样，我是特别的兴奋，因为我们教会啊。之前并没有这样的机会能够走出我们教会的门把神的爱和福音带给我们周边的人
and I don't know so that gives me excitement and I'm just excited to be here and to worship with y'all and to yeah just to worship together
所以我很高兴我们能够在这个事工上迈出第一步也很高兴今天能够跟大家一起敬拜
because last week I was actually worshiping with the children of our church
上周我和我们教会的孩子们一起敬拜
And they invited me to be a part of their program
他们邀请我来参与他们的敬拜
And they had a guest speaker who they called the masked speaker And it was pumped up and the children worship's trying to invite more and more kids to come on board
他们呢会邀请一位嘉宾讲员而且这嘉宾呢是蒙面的嘉宾、mm-hmm. 所以小朋友们都很兴奋
And so last week we saw the masked speaker come on like this This image, look at your image
大家可以在屏幕上看到上周的嘉宾蒙面嘉宾是这个样子
And it was just a riot It was so funny You know, there was like 50, like almost 50 kids on this call 50 kids
上周大概有50个小朋友参与了我们的网上敬拜他们都特别的兴奋
And you had this crazy masked speaker come out looking like this potato like a potato on the ground
他们看到了这个非常有趣的蒙面讲员
And the potato actually was talking and was moving around wiggling around I don't know if you could see it on the video at home or not I'm not sure if it's working
这个土豆讲员呢还会说话眨眼睛还会跑来跑去
Can you guys guess who this masked, masked speaker was?
大家可以猜到这个蒙面讲员是谁吗
Anyone here want to take a gander? Who is that? Who does that look like? Okay, that's right. It looks like me, right? So I must look like a potato is what PK says.
主席认出来了，这是我们的Alex长老。
Right, and right, he's right. He could really, he knows my face so well. He, PK likes to look at my eyes and my mouth so well. He's familiar that is, in fact, me.
对，培刚猜对了，这的确是Alex长老。
And we just had a spectacular time together.
所以我跟孩子们呢，在一起共度了一段很美好的时光。
And Nancy, who's been heading up the children worship, just encouraged me to share words to the kids and answer their questions.
我们负责儿童敬拜的 Nancy 姐妹邀请我跟孩子们分享神的话。
And it was just a blast.
是非常成功，孩子们问了很多问题。
成功 ，yeah, no, blast is not 成功. A blast is more like it was just so fun.
非常的有趣。
Right, I didn't 成 any 功, you know, there was no 成功. It was just, I don't know, maybe that's a Chinese way of saying it, but it was just fun, and it just reminded me that, you know, in the past, our children ministries have been such a, I don't know, it's just been such a wonderful ministry that's been built up over the years. Yeah.
我们的儿童事工在过去的许多年里一直得到建造。
And I've been blessed being a part of that ministry in the past.
过去我也很蒙福得以参与这项事工。
Because when you learn to communicate to a child who's like 8 years old,
因为当你学会如何跟一个大概八岁的小孩沟通的时候,
and they ask you questions about God,
他们问你关于神的问题,
it really shows how much you know about God, right?
它常常能够显露你自己对神的认识有多少。
And it helps you learn how to communicate God's sometimes very complex truths in such simple ways.
它也帮助我们能够学习如何把神的深奥的道理用浅显的话语解释出来。
And our children's worship ministry over the years has just been like a draw for families to come to our church.
我们的儿童事工在过去的多年中成为吸引许多家庭来到我们教会的一个管道。
It's drawn so many Christian families who had the need and felt the need to have their children surrounded by Christ-exalting, gospel-led teachers.
它吸引了许多基督徒的家庭来到我们当中，因为他们感受到有这样的需要，要能够让他们的孩子们成长在一个遵从神的话语、遵从福音的环境中。
And so I know for myself that when this pandemic hit,
我个人知道，当疫情来临的时候，
and we were quarantined,
我们都在家隔离,
and our church took steps for safety's sake.
我们教会也采取了安全措施。
This was one of those ministries I prayed a lot about because all of a sudden, in 1 week, the children's ministry was just shut down.
我为这项事工特别的祷告，因为一周内我们的儿童事工就中断了。
And even though they tried to ramp it up, it was just severely hindered.
虽然同工们都很努力地要重新开始，但是呢，有许多的障碍。
But slowly throughout this quarantine, we've seen the children ministry begin to steadily make its climb to being built back up.
但是呢，我们很欣喜地看见，渐渐的，我们的儿童事工呢，就开始 不断地被建造，弟兄姐妹在隔离期间想出了许多新的。
You can see God building this ministry back up.
我们可以清楚地看到神在做工，把这项事工重新地建造起来。
But it's not like no one's doing anything.
但也不是说就没有人在与神同工了。
It's being built up because of the prayerful and passionate workers, people, brothers and sisters that have committed themselves, that are pouring themselves in to this chaotic environment to help love and show Christ's love to kids.
所以神动工的同时，我们的弟兄姐妹也是带着祷告的心，充满热情，把个人的心血和爱倾注到这项事工，让孩子们可以分享神的爱和福音。
And so God is working to build it up.
所以神在动工，在建造。But
the Holy Spirit is using the people to be the major part of building it up.
但圣灵也在用神的子民与神同工来一起建造。
Since the very beginning of this pandemic,
在疫情刚刚开始的时候
I was praying.
我祷告
Lord, what do you want to show us?
神啊，你想要向我们启示什么？
What are you teaching us?
你在教导我们什么？
Lord, I see this pattern in Scripture.
主啊，我在经文里看到这样的模式。
That whenever the church that we see in the Bible, whenever the church faces adversity,
在经文里看到，每当神的教会面对啊一些障碍、一些困难的时候
，You are showing them something.
你是要启示他们。
You're allowing the adversity to come upon them.
你容许这样的困难临到他们。
To show them something.
是要显露一些事情。
To reveal something to them.
是要启示他们。
And yet the pattern that we see in terms of the response of the churches.
我们也看到了教会向神回应的一种模式。
Has been different.
是不同的。
Because there are some churches that when they face adversity, they really listen in to what God is showing them.
有些教会当他们受临到困难的时候，他们很专注的要听神要对他们说什么。
And we've seen, like in the letters of Jesus in Revelation to the churches, there are some churches that Jesus commends them and says, "You learned it under all the adversity I put you under. You learned it, and you were used by me."
我们看到，在耶稣在启示录中写给教会的信当中，他有赞扬、称赞一些教会，因为他们在艰难困苦中学习到了功课。
And then there's other churches where Jesus says, "You didn't learn it."
但是也有其他的教会，耶稣说你们没有学习。
And he did not give them a commendation.
所以那些教会就没有得到神的称赞。
And so in this adversity.
所以在我们所处的困难中
We do see pockets of this church in ministries, pockets where the spirit is activated and brothers and sisters are being transformed and experiencing God.
我们的确看到在一些弟兄姐妹和事工当中圣灵在积极的动工我们的生命得到了转变。
But that's not enough.
但是这还不够。
It's not little pockets of the church.
我们不能只是有一部分、一小部分的弟兄姐妹。
For the church to be built up as one, it's got to be all of us.
要让我们的教会整体得到建造，我们每一个人都要得到建造。
So we got to ask, each one of us have to ask God, what are you teaching me? What are you showing me? What are you showing us as a church?
所以我们每一个人都要问神，神啊，你要教导我什么？你要启示我什么？
And I pray that our church would be one of those that when Jesus writes a letter to, it would be a letter where he says, I'm so proud that under adversity you heard from me and you responded to me positively and so that I could use you in my plans in the world.
所以我的祷告是我们教会能够成为啊这样一种教会，基督写信给我们的时候会称赞我们说，你们在困苦当中听见了我的话，做出了积极的回应，得以被我使用来成就我在世上的大使命。
So originally I was scheduled to preach on from like chapter 4.
之前我的计划是要讲第四章。
And I was sharing this with my Sunday school small group this morning.
今天早上我和我的主日学的小组分享。
And I said, man, preaching through 1 Corinthians is not easy. Okay, let me just tell you that. It is not easy.
跟大家分享一下要讲哥林多前书是不容易的。
And so I was just camping on chapter 4 for a little while.
所以我一直在思想第四章。
And And then Pastor James, when I met to pray and talk with Pastor James here on Wednesday,
周三, 当我和James长老在这里祷告和分享的时候,
he asked me, oh man, did you notice I didn't even get to verse 10 of chapter 3?
他提醒我说, 你没注意到吗? 我还没有讲到第三章的第十节。
And I said, no, bro, I was with the children. I heard only like the last segment of your sermon.
我说,哎呀,我没有注意到,我在儿童敬拜那里。
And he said, oh, from verse 10, it's really good.
James长老说, 但是三章十节开始很棒。
He goes, I just didn't get to it.
但我没有时间讲到。
He goes, are you going to pick it up at verse 10?
所以他就说,
and I'm like, no way.
我想,
I've been spending so much time thinking about chapter 4. And I said, it's Wednesday.
我说,
and you know, Pastor James, well, you guys may not know this, but Pastor James is actually super flexible.
也许不知道,
James长老, and he was like, ah, okay, no worries, no big deal.
他就说, 哦, 那没关系, 没关系。
He goes, it's so good, but it's okay. Like, no worries.
啊, 他说, 如果不行的话, 也没关系。
And I'm like, dude, you know me. I am super not flexible when it comes to preaching God's word, right?
但是Alex长老, 他呢, 并, 讲, 关于神的道, 他并不是这么有弹性。
It's already Wednesday. It's been soaking in my mind like coffee beans, like chapter 4.
所以我, 对, 哥林多前书第四章已经反复思想, 日月思考。
And he says, no worries, it's cool, don't worry about it, bro.
所以呢, James长老就说, 那就不用担心了, 没关系的。
And so, on Thursday,
周四的时候,
I was just praying in the morning.
我在早上祷告。
And then I was looking from verse 10.
我就看第三章第十节。
And I said, all right, God, I'm totally not flexible.
我就对神讲, 主啊, 你知道我是不是那么灵活的人。
But I'm in this area, okay?
关于讲道的事我不是那么灵活。
And I was like, but Lord, Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, if you reveal something to me.
但是我说, 主啊, 若是你借着圣灵,
and you show me something that our brothers and sisters really need to hear.
如果你启示给我看, 有一些我们弟兄姐妹需要听到的道,
especially in this time of adversity under this pandemic.
尤其是在现在疫情的困难当中,
I said, Holy Spirit, if you reveal that to me,
我说圣灵若是你显露给我看,
then I'll preach from that.
那么我就要按你显露给我的来讲道。
And I was keeping my fingers crossed, like, don't show him anything.
然后我自己个人心里很盼望不要讲这一篇。
And what happened, you know?
但是圣灵做了什么工作呢?
What happens when you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal?
当你求圣灵向你启示的时候,
He did.
他就回应。
And I'll explain why this message is important for us.
那么接下来我要解释为什么这篇道对我们很重要。
Earlier this week, I came to our church property a few times.
这星期早些时候我来到我们教会的地址来了几次。
And as I was looking at our church property,
当我看着我们教会的场所,
it's completely empty.
空荡荡的。
And for anyone who's driven by, it's just overgrown with like weeds and the trees are not trimmed and stuff.
如果你曾经开车经过的话, 也许会注意到, 也是杂草丛生, 树也长得很大。
It looks like a deserted piece of property.
看上去像一个蛮荒凉的一个所在。
And I remember, I was just thinking, when I was here, and we first dedicated some of these buildings to the Lord.
我就回想起, 当我们最初把这块地和这个建筑献给神的时候,
we prayed that the Lord would use this building, this site, to be used for his kingdom.
我记得我们祷告，我们求神要使用这一栋建筑，使用这一块地方来建造他的国度。
We pray that God, we would dedicate this facility for the glory of his name.
我们向神祷告，我们要献上这块地，这个建筑，为了他的荣耀。
But as I looked at this property now,
但是那天当我看着我们这块地的时候，
it is empty.
它是空荡荡的。
It is overgrown with weeds and the trees.
它杂草丛生。
And it is like it's deserted. There's no life going on here.
看上去荒凉，没有生气。
And I thought about that.
我就思想。
Is this building and what is happening on this property?A measurement of what God is doing in the church.
是这一栋建筑，这一块地，作为我们衡量神在教会中工作的标准吗？
Because there's just no action, there's no life going on at this property.
因为这个时刻，在这个场所，并没有什么活动在举行。
And I was wondering if we are going to be looking at the location and what happens on this location as the measurement for what God is doing in our midst.
所以我就担心，如果我们仅仅看着这个场所和这个建筑作为神在我们教会中工作的衡量标准的话，
then it don't look like much.
那这个就很不起眼了。
And if people are driving by,
那些开车经过的人，
and they're like, that church looks so lifeless.
他们就想这个教会没有生气。
Then we, if that was a measurement, were in trouble.
如果那个是衡量标准的话，我们就有大问题了。
And my mind was brought to Matthew 16:18.
所以我就想起了马太福音十六章十八节，
where Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣说，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上，阴间的门不能胜过它。
And as I thought about what Jesus said,
当我思想基督的话语，
I am pretty confident that when Jesus was saying that, he was not thinking about a physical church location.
我相当有把握，当基督讲这句话的时候，他并不是讲有形的、实体的教会的建筑。
And I'm glad that he wasn't thinking about that.
这也给我带来喜乐。
But then I thought about,
然后我又想到，
But what if,
如果
There's a lot of activity going on at the church.
教会有许多的活动。
What if we just went back to normal?
如果我们恢复常态。
And there's a lot of people back at the church.
有许多的人来到教会。
And there's a lot of activities and programs going on.
我们举办各式各样的活动。
And there's a lot of food.
有许多好吃的。
We're doing hot pot nights again.
又开始火锅。
And there's just all these smiles around.
看到大家的笑容。
And there's a welcome table in the front with donuts.
前面又有摆上早餐的欢迎的桌子。
I was wondering, is that what Jesus was thinking about when he said, I will build my church?
我想，难道那是耶稣所表示的把教会建造在这个上面吗？
You see, are we as church leaders thinking and praying about bringing the church back together for in-person gatherings?
我们教会的同工们是不是一直在计划，在思想如何再一次的进行实体聚会？
Yeah, we are.
是的，我们一直在考虑。
We're constantly thinking and praying about that.
我们一直为此思想和祷告。
In fact, today in our elder deacons meeting, we're going to pray and talk about that.
实际上，今天的长执会我们要祷告，我们要讨论。
But I keep telling Pastor James.
但我一直对 James 长老说。
And I'll tell you all this right now.
所以现在要跟大家分享。
I am actually less concerned about when we come back together in person.
实际上, 我并不是那么的在意我们什么时候能够回来聚会。
I'm actually way more concerned about whether our church is actually learning what God wants us to really learn in this time of adversity.
我更加在意的是, 我们教会能否在这个疫情的困难当中学习到神要我们学习的功课。
I'm actually fearful in a certain way that we would be rushed to come back to quote-unquote normal.
实际上, 从某种角度说, 我有点害怕, 担心, 忧虑, 我们是不是太快地回到一切照旧。
I would be way more concerned about if brothers and sisters or our deacons would be so willing to go back to business as usual.
我其实特别担心的是, 是否我们的弟兄姐妹和我们的, 长职, 教会领袖, 太想要一切如常回到。
I am so much more concerned if brothers and sisters just want to go back to what we used to do and are so satisfied with that.
我很担心的是弟兄姐妹想要, 安于现状, 回到例行公事的习惯。
Because that would mean that we are and have been too comfortable with our routine Thursday activities, Saturday night activities, Sunday activities.
因为那就意思我们太满足于, 我们的例行公事的周四、周六和主日的活动。
And if we are not able to recognize that there were some things that we were doing that were just not life-giving.
我们是否意识到我们, 例行常规的时候, 没有经历到一些给予生命的,
and we would rather keep seeking and praying God's way of ministry where we experience the power of God in our midst.
我的祷告是我们要寻求神在我们当中所进行的改变生命的事工。
Where instead of just being a satisfied people,
我们不要做一些安于现状的人。
We are just passionately seeking to exalt Christ and that all of our lives would be transformed.
我们要满怀热诚地寻求神的话语,高举神的话语, 好让我们的生命得到转变。
So that we would not miss the mission of God that God wants us to be a part of.
所以我们就不要错失了神交给我们的大使命。
Because I keep hearing now a phrase that I said that now many brothers and sisters are saying and praying that the mission of God is unstoppable.
因为我也常常说,弟兄姐妹也常常说,神的使命是不可阻拦的。
That COVID cannot stop the mission of God.
新冠病毒不能够阻止神的工作。
And I said that.
我这么说。
And I believe that.
我也相信。
But I'll tell you what.
但我要跟大家分享,
the mission of God is unstoppable.
神的使命的确不可阻拦。
But there are churches that are not on the mission of God.
但是有些教会并没有参与到神的事工。
So are we.
那么我们呢?
And are we striving to ensure that we surrender ourselves completely to say, God, we really desire this church to be on that track with you.
那么我们教会有没有努力地确保我们所做的一切事情能够与神的使命步调一致?
So then we got to ask ourselves.
所以我们要扪心自问。
I'm looking at my face, the potato on there. That's so weird. So we got to ask ourselves.
我们要问问自己。
They're not looking at the potato face at home, right? Okay, so we got to ask ourselves as a church.
作为一个教会。
How does God want to build this church up? Because Jesus says, I will build my church.
神的心意要如何建造我们的教会。
And are we, every one of us, really investing the right ways in the way that Jesus wants to build his church?
我们是否用正确的方式投身于耶稣对教会的建造？
So then we got to now look at the verses that the Lord has led us to. We got to go back. We're not in chapter 4. We're going back to chapter 3, verse 10, where Pastor James has left off.
所以我们就要回到神的话语，不是第四章，而是上次我们停在的三章十节。
And our passage actually begins with verse 9, so we're going back even farther.
那上下文是从第九节开始。
Because what Paul was doing was he was giving these metaphors, these images of the church.
保罗在这里呢对教会做了一个比喻。
And in verse 9, he was closing out one metaphor and starting another metaphor.
第九节，保罗结束了一个比喻，要开始另一个比喻。
And when we think about how Jesus wants to build up his church,
当我们思想耶稣要如何建造他的教会，
then we gotta ask ourselves, what is my role in building up this church, and how do I do that?
我们就要问自己，我们在教会建造中要扮演什么样的角色？
And I think verse 9 is gonna help us give us a clue.
那么第九节就会给我们一些方向。
Because in verse 9, he says, you are God's field.
因为第九节说到，你们是神所耕种的田地。
And then he closes out that metaphor.
然后他结束了那个比喻。
And then he's literally saying, you are God's building.
接下来他就说到，你们是神所建造的房屋。
Wait a second here.
等一等。
What did Jesus mean when he says, I will build my church?
耶稣说我要建造我的教会是什么意思呢？
Was he talking about the church building?
他是否在说教会的建筑？
No.
不是的。
Because he says,
因为他说
you areGod's building.
你是神所建造的房屋。
And it's not you singular. The word is you plural. The church of Corinth, the churches of Corinth at that time. And he would be saying to us, you plural church here on Baker Street Avenue, you are God's building.
那里说到你是 神所建造的房屋，用的不是单数而是复数，讲到哥林多的弟兄姐妹。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
It means that this church, when we think of the concept of church, it is not made of concrete and wood and a roof.
意思是说，当我们想到教会的时候，我们想到不是混凝土、木头和屋顶。
The church is not the location.
教会不是一个地址。
The church is not the building.
也不是建筑。
The church is the people.
教会是人。
The church is not all the people.
教会不是所有的人。
The church is the brothers and sisters truly in Christ.
教会是真实的在基督里面的弟兄姐妹。
The churchis referring to the spiritual family in Christ.
教会指的是基督的属灵家庭。
Those who have new life and faith in Jesus Christ.
指的是那些在耶稣基督里有新的生命和信心的人。
So right here in verse 9, Paul is giving them an image to understand that they could understand.
所以在这里第九节，保罗给了他们一幅他们可以理解的图画。
The church is not the location in which you meet.
教会不是大家聚会的地点。
The church is you.
教会是你们。
What an amazing concept, isn't it?
这是一个多么美妙的概念。
That the church is not the physical building made of construction material.
教会不是用建材所造的有形建筑。
The church is a spiritual building made of spiritual people.
教会是由属灵的人所造的属灵建筑。
Okay. In other words,
换句话说。
It is a spirit.
它是灵
building.
属灵建筑
made of people of the spirit.
由属灵的人所造的
That's why Paul can say in verse 16 and 17.
这也就是为什么保罗可以在十六到十七节这样说。
Do you know that you all, and that's a plural right there, later on he's going to use you as singular for this concept, but right now he says, do you know that you all are God's temple?
在十六节保罗用了复数的你们,岂不知你们是神的殿。
That you all,Are the dwelling, when you're together, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit?
神的灵住在你们里头。
I got to correct the chairman then.
那我要纠正一下主席。
Because the chairman said,
主席说,
See, anybody who sits in the front row, right? I mean, you're just going to get the heat.
坐在前排的人就要被批评一下。
He said, I can't wait to see you all here.Back in God's temple. He literally said the Chinese word temple.
主席之前提到他很盼望我们再一次回到神的殿中。
That's not true.
不是这样的。
This is not a den. This is not a temple.
这里这个地点并不是神的殿。
We are God's temple. The temple system of the Old Testament has been replaced.
我们是神的殿，旧约中神的殿已经被我们取代了。
The Old Testament temple used to represent the dwelling, the presence of God.
旧约里的圣殿曾经是用来预表，来象征神的同在。
And that was under the Old Covenant.
那是旧约。
And the Holy Spirit would come and empower people and depart people.
圣灵呢会临到人也会离开人
So that even when someone like David tasted the Holy Spirit dwelling in him
就算是像大卫他能够尝到神同在的滋味
And he sinned against God in a terrible way
他犯下了大罪
He begged God
他求神
God, I pray, do not take your Holy Spirit from me
他求神主啊求你不要让圣灵离开我
It is too good that your Holy Spirit you dwell in me
当圣灵住在我里头的时候是非常美好
That means he can feel the difference
因为他可以感受到这个不同
When he has the Spirit and he does not have the Spirit in him
当有圣灵在他里头或没有圣灵在他里头
But the blessing of the new covenant through Jesus and all that Jesus had done
但是因着耶稣和他所成就的事所带来的新约里的祝福
is that the temple system representing God's presence is gone
因为这个圣殿代表神的同在的系统已经过去了
New Testament believers don't have a physical temple
新约的信徒不再有一个有形实体的殿
So we don't pray in that way that we meet in a temple
所以我们不再祷告说我们要来到神的
Because every reference in the New Testament is that we are God's building. We, the people, are God's temple, representative of His special presence with us.
因为在新约里面，我们神的子民代表了神的同在，代表了神的。
We each individually have the gift of God's Holy Spirit that He will never leave us.
我们每一个人都有圣灵住在里头，他永不撇弃我们。
We don't have to pray, Oh Lord, I sin, please take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
我们不要像大卫那样祷告说，主啊，我犯了罪，求你不要把圣灵 离开我们。
The language of the New Testament is, Oh Lord, pray that I will not quench the Holy Spirit, suppress and shut down the Holy Spirit. Lord, rather, fill me with the Spirit so that I'm under control of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在新约中所做的祷告是主啊，求你让我不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And the picture here, and that I would be filled with the Spirit, under the control of the Spirit.
我在圣灵的大能下，我要充满圣灵。
And so the picture here is now when you all gather together, you are the temple where God's Spirit dwells with you.
所以新的画面是，当我们圣徒聚集的时候，神的圣灵就与我们同在。
It is not the physical location.
不是有形实体的地点。
But let me clarify here for you all.
但我也要向大家澄清。
This is not saying that we don't need a physical building.
我不是说我们不再需要建筑。
Or that a physical location is not necessary.
或者说实体地点不再需要。
In fact, the model of the early church was they gathered in person at locations often.
实际上初期教会呢，常常聚集在一起。
It's important that there are locations where the people of God dwell together.
神的子民能够一起聚集，在一个地方聚集是很重要的。
And that there are elements of God's plan for the church that are only lived out when people are gathered together in person.
神的计划中有一些元素，一些内容，唯有当神的子民聚集在一起互动的时候，才能实现。
But I think we need this reminder.
但是我们需要被提醒。
That when we look at the measure of God's activity,
当我们看神工作的衡量标准的
时候, it's not even what happens on the church building if there's anything happening or not.
并不是说在教会的建筑里面是否有事发生。
And even if all the activity is happening and there's more people than we ever had before on this campus.
就算我们会有许多的人还进行前所未有的很多的活动
and there's smiles on everyone's face, on everyone's face.
每个人脸上都带着笑容
That does not indicate the true measure that God is, that the church is being built up the way that God wants it being built up.
那也并表不表明教会就已按神的心意被建造了
But we need this reminder first that we are a spirit building. In that way we are invisible.Because the spirit building is made up of spirit people.
所以我们需要被提醒，我们是属灵的子民，我们要建造属灵的教会。
All right, let's move on. We got to look at verse 10.
我们看一下第十节。
Verse 10 of chapter 3. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder,I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it.
我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头，立好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
Someone else is building upon it.
有别人在上面建造。
And let each one take care how he builds upon it.
只是个人要谨慎，怎样在上面建造。
Do you see that?
你看到了吗？
So there's a picture here that God is laying out for us that the church has a foundation.
神给我们的画面是教会有根基。
And that the church is built up off of that.
教会就在这个根基上建造。
So what we need to recognize of God's heart.
我们要认识到神的心意。
Okay, 心, I'll say 心, okay. Is that God's heart...And not, I guess we could say will, but his desire is that his church has to be built up. It has, something has to be erected. Something has to be framed up and built up into something.
神的心是要有人在上，在根基上建造。
So God's heart is for us, the spiritual building, that's us, the people, to be built up. And I would add the word together.
神的心是要神的子民在根基上被一同建造。
So if you're putting the notes down and you see that point, the point is that number two is that God's heart is that our spiritual building, God's heart is for this spiritual building, that's the church, that's us, to be built up together. I would add that word in your notes, together.
所以大家可以在这个要点上加上，神的心是要教会属灵的子民被一同建造。Paul
saying, I laid the foundation.
保罗说，我立好了根基。And
he makes it very clear, the foundation is Jesus Christ.
他也讲得很清楚，根基是耶稣基督。The
foundation is so important.
根基非常重要。It's
everything that Paul's been talking about, the importance to these new believers about Jesus Christ. Don't look to people, look to Jesus.
保罗一直在对教会的人说，要看耶稣，不要看人。
And I think a lot of us know that. The wisdom of Jesus, not of this world.
我们许多人都理解，耶稣的智慧不是属世的智慧。
Jesus is our foundation.
耶稣是我们的根基。
But have you ever walked around or driven through a city where you've seen all this fencing and you see a foundation for a large building that there's no activity on it?
大家在城市里有没有看到过这样的工地，已经立好的根基，有栏杆，但是上面没有建筑。
Almost every year, my family takes a short vacation to Las Vegas.
几乎每年我们家人都要到拉斯维加斯短期旅行。My
mom's going to get mad that I said that because she doesn't like people to know, but it's okay. We go to Las Vegas.
我妈妈不太希望大家知道，但是
she's going to get mad at me. Okay, so but in Las Vegas, there are things that I see buildings half built.
我会看到在去拉斯维加斯的时候，我看到有建筑工地。Huge
hotels just half built.
有许多的酒店只是半完工。
What does that mean, 酒店? That's hotel, right?
Hotel.
Yeah, it's not like a drinking establishment, right? Okay. And so, yeah, we don't go there to like purposely sin or anything, right? We just enjoy the pool and the nice hotel room and some nice food every now and then. But there's one picture of my mind that I see. It was called it's like the World Hotel or something like that. I forgot what it was called.
我记得有这样一个酒店宾馆叫大世界。And
all the fencing just looks dilapidated. It looks like it's just left unbuilt.
这个建筑工地看上去是荒废的。And
all you have is this humongous, super-looking foundation. You can see the footprint of this whole property.
你可以看到这个产业其实很大的，已经打好的地基。Nothing
built on it.
但是在地基上没有建造任何东西。Like
they lost their funding.
好像他们已经不再有资金了。Or
someone in the middle just scrapped the plans.
或者有人就决定要取消这个方案。Or
the company because of divisions.
或者是公司分裂了。That
company because of divisions broke apart.
公司就分裂了。So
all you have is a wonderful looking foundation with nothing built on it.
所以所剩下的就是一个很好的地基，但是没有任何的建筑。Look,
we got to be clear about this, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，我们要有清楚的认识。There's
a foundation for the church.
教会有根基。And
we all know that. We sing the song a million times. It's the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
我们都唱过这首诗歌。 教会的根基是耶稣基督。But
what are we building on it?
但我们在这根基上建造什么?
What are we building on this?
我们在根基上建造什么?
I remember when Bex and I were dating.
当我和师母约会的时候,
it's a long time ago.
很久以前,
but we, I don't even ask us why, but we would always go and visit when we drove by a construction housing development, like a housing development being constructed.
也不知道为什么我们经过一个建筑工地的时候,
or while we're taking a walk,
或者我们散步的时候,
we would always go into this construction development.
我们总是要走进那个工地。
I'm not sure if it's legal or not. I don't usually think about those things first. You know, I just go, I'm like, let's go in here. I think things are important if it's not legal, but I don't think about that first, right? Okay. So just for a point of clarification. And so we go in and we love to walk in these houses that are not yet built. And we walk onto the concrete pad. And you see the wood framing. And we like to play a game. We would be like, oh, imagine if this was our house. And we would say, what room is this?
我们就会想, 这是哪一个房间?
This looks like the kitchen, obviously. Right?
这看上去像厨房,
this looks like a bedroom.
那个就像卧房,
this looks like a bedroom. Oh, wait, did I just say that? This is your bathroom. And then you slowly imagine what this house would look like.
然后你就想象着这个房子会是什么样子。
And because we were kind of poor at that time.
那个时候我们还比较没钱,
and unmarried.
也还没有结婚。
And then we would imagine, oh, if we had a house, it would look like this.
我们就想象, 如果我们有房子, 会是这个样子。
And I think that's what Paul is doing here.
我想这也是保罗在做的。
He's imagining what this house, this building is looking like.
他也在想象这个建筑是什么样子。
Like, as if God has given him a picture of what Jesus' building would look like as this church of people is being built up.
神给了保罗这样的图画, 神的属灵的建筑, 教会, 神的子民被建造起来是什么样子。
And he says, I laid the foundation, I put it down, it's Jesus Christ.
保罗说,我立好了根基,就是耶稣基督。
But now others are building on it, so you got to be careful how you're building it.
但现在别人在上面建造,你要谨慎。
And I would say as I studied it, you know, contextually, you know, he's probably speaking about those leaders like Apollos and Cephas.
从上下文来看,他可能是在想到一些教会领袖亚波罗基法。
But I think it's very fair to say that as we've studied like Ephesians and 1 Corinthians 12, Ephesians 4 and 1 Corinthians 12 and all these verses, we know that all of us are actually instrumental in the building up of the body.
所以我想我们都了解从以弗所书 四章哥林多前书十二章理解到我们在神建造基督的肢体中都有份。
That every brother and sister in Christ that is part of the body, this building, is critical to the health and the strength and the development of this building.
每一个在基督肢体中有份的弟兄姐妹对全教会的健康
When I was back in industry, I used to have this phrase when I was building teams. And I would say this to all the employees. I would say, believe it or not,
信不信由你?
Whatever you do or don't do has an impact on those around you.
你所有的所行和不作为都对你周遭的人产生影响。
Whatever you say or don't say, believe it or not, has an impact to those around you.
不管你说什么还是不说什么,对你周遭的人都有影响。
And I would always ask my employees,
我总是问我的员工,
do you choose to be a part of the building crew? Or do you choose to be a part of the wrecking crew?
你是要选择成为建造的团队成员,还是要成为那个毁坏的团队成员?
And there's only two choices.
只有两个选择。
Because if you don't choose to be a part of the building crew,
如果你不选择成为建造的一员,
you are automatically part of the wrecking crew.
你就自动的成为毁坏成员的一员。
And I believe, I've tested that thought, I believe that thought process would prove true for us as well.
我相信这样子的思想对我们来讲也是同样的道理。
Believe it or not,
信不信由你。
That whatever you are doing within this church or not doing within this church has an influence on someone else.
你在这个教会当中有所为有所不为，都会对周遭的人产生影响。
That whatever you say or you choose not to say has an influence on others in the church.
你选择说或者不说的话，对你周围的人也会产生影响。
Even when you choose to never say anything,
如果你选择保持沉默，
when you choose to maintain a distance,
保持距离，
when you choose not to invite people into your life,
不邀请别人到你的生命中，
you are leaving an impact on the church.
你对教会也造成了影响。
You are either choosing to be a part of building, or automatically by default, you're wrecking.
你要么选择成为建造团队的一员，要么就自动成为拆毁团队的一员。
Because you know that others have an impact on you.
因为你知道别人对你有影响。
You can think of people that either encourage you.By their life,
你可以想到有些人对你的生命有鼓励的作用。
Or those who unfortunately discourage you because of their life.
或者很不幸的，也有一些人对你的生命啊造成了不好的影响。
So then the question is, how am I contributing to the building of the church?
所以问题在于。我是如何对教会的建造做贡献的？
And are there choices now? If I've chosen to be a part of the building, do I got to be careful with how I build? What do I build with?
那么如果我选择了要成为建造团队的一员，那么我们要怎么建造呢？用什么建造？
Yeah, and in this text, Paul is actually telling us that there's choices of what we build with.
保罗在这个经文里提到，我们还要选择建造的材料。
He says in verse 12,
在第十二节。
Now if anyone builds on the foundation, okay, so the foundation's there, we all know that, but if anyone builds on this foundation, where are we? What verse was that again? Verse 12. With gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw. Verse 12, go ahead.
若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造。
Okay. Verse 13 says, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test what sort of work each one has done.
十三节，个人的工程必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎样。
So I need to make sure you're clear in this point that I'm going to leave with you.
所以我想要确保大家对这一点了解。
Every Christian, believe it or not, has an impact on someone else inThe spirit body in the spiritual building in the church.
不管你信不信，每一个基督徒都对在基督肢体中的其他人产生影响。
I'll say that again. Every Christian.
让我再说一次，每一个基督徒。
Believe it or not.
不管你信不信。
You have an impact on someone else within this spirit family, within this spirit building.
你对在这个属灵建筑或属灵家庭中的他人
，right? You have an impact.
都会产生影响。
So then, the question you have to ask is, how am I impacting and building up others?
所以问题在于，我是如何建造、如何影响别人的生命的。
It doesn't matter if you.Are a older person or a younger person.
不管你是年长还是年幼。
It doesn't matter if you've been in the church building for 50 years and trying to follow Christ, or if you're a new believer and you've only known Jesus really for a year.
不管你是在这个教会里面 50年了, 想要追随耶稣, 还是刚来教会一年,
it doesn't matter what color skin you have.
不管你的肤色如何,
and it doesn't matter if you have tattoos on your skin or not.
不管你身上有没有, 纹身,
and it doesn't matter if you are a woman or a man.
不管你是男是女,
each of you have an impact on someone else in this spirit, the spiritual building.
你们中的每一位都对这个属灵建筑中的他人产生影响。
And you oftentimes don't know what that is because that spiritual impact is invisible.
我们常常不知道那是什么，因为属灵影响是无形的。
But you are either helping to build it up or you are wrecking it.
但是 你要么就是在建造，要么就是在拆毁。
Because Paul says there's only these types of materials.
因为保罗说建材就是这么一些。
And the image that he gives is it's tested by fire.
他给我们的图画是用火来试验。
It's a scary image. I don't like that image.
这有点吓人，我不是很喜欢。
He's saying, after a building, like the physical building, is burned down,
他就说,就像一个有形的建筑会被烧毁,
it's all the wood and combustible stuff, the wood and the straw, the hay, that's all going to be burned up. It's gone. It's, if you were building with that, it's all gone.
如果你的建材是那些可燃物,像草木合集,那些就会被烧毁。
But if you build with the stuff that matters.
但是如果你用那些重要的材料来建造,
the things that will be durable after a fire comes through.
那些抗火的持久的材料,
that's what we want.
那是我们想要的。
Because you will see later when Jesus comes again your contribution to his building. Yeah.
因为当耶稣再来的时候, 你将会看到你对他的建筑所做的贡献。
It's whether or not you were building and leaving an investment that is permanent, that is of eternal value or not.
你所产生的是持久的影响还是短暂的影响, 就会被显露出来。
And so I think in this time of the pandemic,
所以我想在疫情的时候,
it's so fascinating to me that God has shut down all of the physical building aspect of church as we know it.
很奇妙的，神把一些我们所习惯的常规的教会活动都终止了。
We have to rethink what things that we do really bring spiritual value or not.
我们要重新思索我们所做的事情是否有属灵的价值。
We have to test and pray and weigh out every single thing that we do here as a spiritual building and ask the Spirit to reveal, are we on track or not?
所以我们要重新的试验、衡量、考虑我们的事工, 让圣灵显露给我们这些事工是否有属灵的价值。
And we gotta be courageous enough to say,
我们要有勇气这样说,
something that we were doing didn't have that value.
以前我们做的一些事情并没有属灵价值。
We need to remedy that.
我们需要弥补。
We have to have courage to say we were doing things that were not bringing that eternal value and that was really building up the spiritual body, and we have to change course.
我们也要有勇气承认我们做的一些事情并没有永恒持久的价值。
And we have to recognize individually,
我们个人也要承认,
I didn't choose to be a part of the building crew.
我之前没有选择成为建造团队的时候,
I was doing a lot of things, quote unquote, in the church physical location.
我在教会的建筑场所做一些事情,
but I think that my attitude has been wrong.
但我的态度不对,
and I haven't really been loving God all these years.
这些年来我都没有真正的爱神,
and I've never really loved Jesus.
我并没有真的爱耶稣,
and I'm not living for Jesus.
并没有为基督,
and I recognize now that maybe my influence,
我现在意识到可能我的影响,
whether it's on people in the church,
不管是对教会中的人,
or my influence on the people around me at home that are also part of the church,
或者是我家中周围的也是教会的成员,
I've not been building up.
我并没有建造他们,
I've been leaving a poor impact, a negative impact.
也许我对他们留下了负面的不良的影响,
and now I'm recognizing that I need to really love Jesus.
现在我意识到我要真正的爱耶稣,
and I need to leave that impact of loving Jesus on those around me, even at home, my children, my parents, like anyone around me.
现在我需要在我身边的人, 在教会的人, 我的父母, 子女, 配偶身上留下,
because I'll tell you what,
因为,
I'll tell you what,
我要跟大家说,
if we come back together in person,
如果我们回到实体聚会,
and we miss this,
我们很怀念,
and we're so excited to just get back to how we used to be,
如果我们只是要回到一切如常,
it will be shown after the fire,
在火之后要被显露出来,
and as your shepherd, as your elder, as your pastor,
作为你的牧者, 长老, 牧师,
I have to, I don't even have to say it. It's my heart's desire. Please, church, let's not miss this.
我的心是要让大家知道教会我们不要错失神的心。
I'm not even just trying to tell you what we should do right now.
我不是试图告诉大家该如何做。
I just pray that we would not miss it.
我的祷告是我们不要错失要点。
Because I know many in the church, we,
因为我知道有许多教会错失了重点。
Or it, the people of our spiritual building,
我们属灵建筑里的人,
some of us have missed it for so many years.
多年来都没有抓住重点。
We've misunderstood what this is all about.
我们误解了我们所做一切的意义。
And I really desire to be a part of a body that we learn it together.
我渴慕成为这样肢体中的一员，我们一同学习。
And that we see God's heart in this matter for the church.
我们都可以一同看见神对教会的心。
And that we would recognize how much we leave an influence on those around us.
我们也可以认识到我们对周遭的人产生多少的影响。
And I keep saying, because I hear the story that some pockets of our church are really getting it.
我总是说，因为我听到教会中一些人，一部分人，
there are some people that are just, they're even young, they're new in their faith. One lady I could think of, she dialed in on our prayer meeting last Thursday.
甚至是一些新的弟兄姐妹, 上周的, 祷告会有一位姐妹打电话进来,
she's a grandma.
她是一位祖母。
And she thinks that everyone else is, like her small group leader is really benefiting her.
她认为她的小组里的, 小组长或者其他弟兄姐妹对她很有益。
This grandma is a newer believer.
这位祖母是一个新的信徒。
And you can hear that she's on fire for Jesus.
但是你可以听到他对基督的热忱。
She's bringing in insights and understanding of God that I think the whole prayer meeting benefited from.
他分享他对基督的洞见和理解，我想整个小组的受益。
She'll keep saying how much her small group leader impacts her.
他总说他的小组长对他产生了很大的影响。
But she doesn't know.
但他不知道。
That her small group leader, which is my mom, tells me how much this sister is impacting her.
他的小组长，也就是 Alex 长老的母亲，分享说这个新的姐妹对。Sarah 姐妹产生了很深厚的影响。
Do you see how powerful that is?
你是否看到这个有多么的强有力？
That when someone really just loves Jesus all out,
当一个人全心全意的爱基督，
how much her love for Jesus builds up the church.
她对基督的爱就会对教会的建造产生影响。
And it doesn't matter that she's a grandma.
不，没有关系，她是一个主母。
And it doesn't matter that she's a woman.
也没有关系，她是一位女性。
And it doesn't matter that she's in no place of leadership, ministry leadership.
也不在乎她在教会中没有担当什么职位。
She's part of building this church up.
但是她是建造这个教会的一员。
Don't you want to be like that?
你不想成为像她一样吗？
I do.
我想要。
I wish I have that impact that she does on a prayer meeting.
我希望我也可以像他一样对祷告会有影响。
I wish that when I open my mouth by the things that I say, that I will try to say things so naturally because it's going to bless others.
我盼望我一开口说话就能够祝福别人。
I pray that the things that I do, even by turning on my camera on a Zoom fellowship, by pouring my heart out in my small group, that I'm going to be building up others.
我盼望我所做的一切。即使就是在网上开会的时候打开摄像头，或者能够打开心扉与大家交流，我可以建造教会。
I hope that as the Spirit revealed that to me and let me preach from verse 10 on, that the Spirit revealed to you today.
我盼望正如圣灵透过第十节下面的经文向我显露的一样，每一位弟兄姐妹也可以看到神的心。
Because I naturally speak so loud and energetic, but it will do nothing unless the Spirit helps you to see.
因为我虽然很通常都是很大声的、很精力充沛的讲话，但是若是没有圣灵的感动，这都没有用。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父
I thank you for.Sending your son Jesus.
我谢谢你赐下你的爱子耶稣基督。
Everything that we are because of Jesus.
因着耶稣，我们成为何等样人
？Is our foundation.
他是我们的根基。
But he even said that the Spirit is our gift.
但他也说，圣灵是赐给我们的礼物。
So that we would be spirit-filled people.
所以我们能成为圣灵充满的人。
That the Spirit would always reveal to us your heart.
圣灵总是要对我们显露你的心。
Help us to see today that we are a spirit building.
求你帮助我们看到，我们是属灵的建筑。
We are a spirit people.
我们是属灵的子民。
Built on the foundation of who we are in Christ.
我们建立的根基是在耶稣里的身份。
The identity we have because of Jesus.
因着耶稣，我们有了这样的身份。
And we want to see, Lord, that Heavenly Father, you have been working through all this time.
天父，我们要看到你一直在我们当中动工。
That we would be a church who is able to see what you are showing your people.
我们要成为那些可以看见你对你的子民所显露的那样的教会。
And that we would not come together until we are clear.
在我们没有真正清楚地了解这一点之前，我们就不需要回来聚会。
Because we will just go back to old habits.
因为如果那样的话，我们只是回到，过去的惯例。
Old ways of thinking that are not patterned after what you are revealing to us through your word, through your spirit.
那是一些成就的惯例，并没有显示出你透过圣灵向我们显明的你的心意。
But that like that sister, we would be all on fire in our love for Jesus.
我们要像那位姐妹一样，我们要为耶稣基督热诚。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.